Okay, we're up to Yudzayin on the base, Chosson, Imrotza Likros. Okay. So Mara says, the Mishnah says, back to Chosson, Imrotza Likros, Kriyashma Laila Harishon Torah, even though Chosson's potter from Kriyashma the first night, if he wants to, be Machmir and read Kriyashma, he can. Not everybody who wants to make himself a big shot should make himself a big shot, that he can be Machaven and say Krishma. Nerzik Yehura. It looks like Gaiva. So the name of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chayish Lehura, Rabban and Lo Chayish Lehura. Right, just before we start, just something interesting that Yaakov Cooper pointed out yesterday. There's an original Girsa in the Gemara that we learned that Lo Yiyeh, what's it called? Tzvacha birchovosenu is lo yehelanu ben o talmud shemadiach tavshilo baradim. Instead of that, the original girsa was kiyeshu hanotzri. That's like Yoshka, who was a talmud of Rav Shua ben Prachya, and he went off the derech. So obviously the censors took it out. Okay. The name of Rav Shimon Gamliel Chayish LeYehura V'Rabban and Lo Chayish LeYehura comes out that Rav Shimon Gamliel is choshesh that you shouldn't do something that looks gaivadik, and the Rabban are not afraid of that. We have another source, a Mishnah that says just the opposite. Tisnan, Malkam Shenagu Lasos Malacha B'Tishabav Osin, Malkam Shenagu Shalol Lasos Ein Osin. Malacha and Tishabav is a minik. So a place that has a minik not to do malacha doesn't do, and a place that has a minik to do malacha, you do. There's no halacha not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, it's only a minute. The Chol Makom Talmidei Chacham B'Teilim. However, a Talmud Chacham should not do Malacha in any place, even the place where the minig is, to do what's it called, Malacha, Talmidei Chachamim should be bottle and not do Malacha. Shim Gamliel Omer, La'olam Yasek, Kol Adam Asasma, K'Talmud Chacham. Here, everybody should be like a Talmud Chacham. Anybody who wants, who's not a regular Talmud Chacham, but if for Tisha B'Av, not to do Malacha, he wants to be a Talmud Chacham, it's a good thing. So you see, what's it called? Kasha Durabon and Adurabon. Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Adurav Shimon Gamliel. Right? Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that what's it called? That you could be Machmir, right? And not do Malacha, even though it's Nechzik Yehura. It makes you look like you think you're a Talmud Chacham. It's only Talmud Chachamim that are not doing Malacha. And here, the what's it called, the Rabbanan don't seem to say that a person should make himself a Talmud Chacham because only Talmud Chacham betail him. Mashma, that other people shouldn't push themselves and make themselves like Talmidei Chachamim, because Netzik Yehura looks like Gaiva. So Kashi the Rabbana Kashi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchletas Hashita. So Rabbi Yochanan said you have to switch around the Mandiyomim. And we'll see the Rambam learns, Muchletas Hashita means, Leves Yosik learns in him, that the R Mishnah you have to switch around. That our Mishnah, when it says, what's it called, that Chosson and Rotsa Likros, Kriyashma, Laila Rishona, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Rabbanan hold, Lo Kol HaRotsa Likros Hashem Yitl. That's the Mukhlefes Hashita, in our Mishnah. Omer Rav Yochanan, Mukhlefes Hashem, Rav Sheisha, Bered Rav Yidi, Omer Lolem Lo Sachbet. Right, you don't have to switch it around. There's a good answer why the two Mishnayos are different. The Rabbanan Lokashia, Kriyashma, even the Kuli Amlika Korovi, you know me, Kori, Lomelzik Yehud. By Kriyashma, there's a Svara. Why the Rabbanan aren't afraid of Melzik Yehuda? Because you're doing what everybody else is doing. So the Nela, it doesn't look like Gaiva if you say people don't crap right away, you're a Chosson. So they see you're doing what everybody else is doing, that's not Melzik Yehuda. Hocha, even the Kuli Alma Avdi Malacha, the EU Loko Avdi, since it's in a place where people work on Tisha B'Av, so everybody's working. And you're a Dafka not working, that looks like Gaiva. You're doing what everybody else is not doing. Then they're afraid of Netzik Yehuda. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, Adar Shimon Gamliel, Vokash also. Hasan, Bekavon Atal Yemilsa. Ba'an Esadid Lo Motzi Lechav Nidaitik. If you're not such a big tzaddik, then you shouldn't say Kriyishma, because since it's totally in Kavona, we know you can't be Mechavin, and you're making yourself as if you're Mechavin. That looks like Gaiva. Who said you could be Mechavin? Maybe you are Mechavin, but how do we know that you're Mechavin, and therefore it looks like you think you keep a Mechavin when you really can't? That's Gaiv. Right? But over here, what will a person say? They will say, well, this guy's a big Talmud Chacham, that's why he's not working. This guy's a big Bakum, that's why he's not working. Not everybody who doesn't work is a Talmud Chacham. Right? There are people who are not Talmud Chacham, most of them work. So that's not Nefzik Yehuda. Rashi, lo kol harotze, im lo hurze kochem, the chosid, lo rabim, if somebody is not known to be a chosid and a chochem, lo rabim, people know already, they understand that this person is talking to somebody special, ein ze ele gaivin, shemarama bi'atzmo shiyoch lechavin libo, that's gaivin. And Rashi's mashma, that it depends on the person himself, he's fooling himself, not he's fooling other people. It's not gaiva because it looks like gaiva, even though the lashon of the Gemara is mechzik yehuda, looks like gaiva. But it's mashma that even in yourself, you shouldn't be about gaiva to yourself, even if nobody else knows about it, still it's you're fooling yourself. Amri inche avivit tohu delesle, haroa oso sheinu oso malacha, eno mevin shemachmas tisha ba'av hubata, ela eno malacha lasos. Right? People aren't going to say, oh, this guy thinks he's a big Talmud Chacham, that's why he's not working. They'll say, he has any work to do. Poke chazi kama batloni ika b'shuka, happy me melacha. Even on work days, there's a lot of people don't work. So who said that the guy thinks he's a big shot? That's why he's not now he's working. Okay, just see a few things over here. There are a few tshuvas that give the gedorim, when do we say mezik yehura? Because the problem is that we do find a lot of times people ought to be machmer. Allowed to be mahadr. You could do things more than you have to do. So when what's the gather when it's mevzik yehura and when it's nice to be mahadr? Okay. So the Shlus Yaakov says that if a person's doing something alone, where nobody sees, and he wants to be mahmer, then there's no mevzik yehura. It's mahmer. He learned mevzik yehura means how other people are going to see it. It looks like gaiva. Right? Even though from Rashi we said is mahmer has nothing to do with how other people see it. Nevzik Yehura means it looks like gaiva even for yourself. You can't do things that are gaivadik even for yourself because Sone Hashem called gaiva is a personal thing. It's not only what people see. But that's what Shlus Yaakov says. If it's biyachid, bitzina, nobody else sees, you could be machmer anything you want. Or if most people are doing that, right? The whole tzibur wants to be machmer. So it's not Nevzik Yehura, everybody's doing it, right? Or most of the tzibur, all means most, okay? However, where is there mezik yehura, where you're doing something barabim, or even a mixus of the tzibur, a group wants to do something, right? So it's mezik yehura on that group. The rest of the tzibur is not doing it, right? So that is what's it called? That is the Shlus Yaakov. The Shalos and Shuvos Devar Shmuel says another thing. He says another gedder. He says the only time it's mezik yehura and a person can't be machmer on himself if he wants, if what he's doing makes other people look bad. In other words, this is really the way to do it, and if you don't do it my way, right, the way I'm doing it, then either you're doing something wrong, or you're not doing the mitzvah properly. So if you do something like that, that's called nefzik yehuda. But if everybody knows what you're doing is just a hither, that doesn't reflect badly on people who aren't doing what you're doing, they're doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing extra. So it doesn't reflect bad that what other people are doing is less than the mitzvah, or something wrong, then there's no nefzik yehuda. Stam a hider, right? Or another way it's not mezik yehura, if a person's musik b'chassidus. So then the fact that I'm doing it, people aren't going to say, oh, everybody else is doing something wrong. No, this guy's musik b'chassidus. You know that he does extra things. So what he's doing is extra. What everybody else is doing is normal, right? But only in cases where, like by the, what's it called? The chosim. Right, people. Other people are not what's it called? Not what's it called? Saying Kriyishma. So, what's it called? You want to say Kriyishma, and you make like other people who are not saying it, who chasanim, look bad. Right. So then it's what's it called? Or what's it called? Malacha and Tisha B'Av. Right. Not doing malacha means that people doing malacha are doing something wrong. So it gives the impression that what other people doing is wrong. But if there's no havamina, I want to make my lulav epis special, and there's no havamina that you have to do something like that. I have this extra hiddur that I want to do, so nobody will think that anybody's doing anything wrong or missing a mitzvah or whatever. It's just they're not being mahadr. So that's not mezik yehuda. Okay, the Tosfos Rabbi Kideger. Kideger says an interesting thing here. He says that a chosson who hasn't yet done the Maisa, right, doesn't read Kriya Shema the second night either, okay? But here, he's for sure allowed to be Machmer if he wants. There's no Nefzik Yehura. Because what will people say when they see this Chosson the second night reading Kriya Shema? Oh, he probably was bold the first night. So they won't assume that he thinks he's a big shot, but just assume that's the first night. They don't know it's the second night, right? He doesn't go around with a big sign, right? We didn't do the Maisa last night. Right? It's what's it called? So therefore, it's what's it called? It's there's no mechzik yehura. Mela, the second night, everybody holds that the chosson could be machmer. It's only the first night is the problem. And what's it called? This Tzlach says that the Rith and the Rambam say Muchletes Hashita over here, that our Mishnah should be changed, and we have a cloud wherever Rav Shimon Gamliel is mentioned in the Mishnah, the halachas like him. So it comes out, therefore, according to the Rith and the Rambam, if you switch Rav Shimon Gamliel to the Rabbanan, so it comes out that what's it called? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a chasm reads, if he wants to, can read the first night, and that's the halacha. Okay? Tosfos paskins, not like what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan, who says Muchletes Hashita. Tosfos paskins like Rav Shesha Bered Ravidi, who says you're not machlet it. If that's the case, then the klal is halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore not everybody who wants to can read. So a chassan is not allowed to read. However, Tosfos says in the end, Zman Hazeh, what's it called, since we're not machaven anyway, right? So Adarav, somebody who wouldn't read Kriya Shema the first night would be Mezik Yehura. Because like Mashma, every other time I can mechaven, but tonight I'm a chosen, I can't be mechaven. Right? Nobody's ever mechaven bizman hazeh, really the proper way. But Mela, even according to Tosfos, a chosen who wants to read bizman hazeh, or even not even wants to, bizman hazeh, the halacha is a chosen can read. So Bain the Rambam, and Bain, who holds the halacha, a chosen can read if he wants to. And Bain Tosfos, who holds it really halacha as he can. But bizman hazeh, Not only can he, l'chora, he should. So according to everybody, this man hazeh, a chosson is allowed to read Kriya Shema. Okay, let's go on. Hadron olecho yekore, hadron olecho yekore, hadron olecho yekore. Misha meso mutal lefonov, potter me Kriya Shema, uminat tefila. We're going to say the Mishnah kitzurasa, and then I'm going to give you a broad hakdoma to the inyan of aninus that we're going to be learning. And that's what we'll get up today, so we'll be back on schedule of an omid that looks like an omid. Misha Nesel Mutal Lefana Potter Mikriya Shema Minat Filim Umikom Mitzvah Samuras B'Torah. That is our Girsa. Our Girsa is somebody who's Nesel Mutal Lefana. Now Nesel Mutal Lefana, the Gemara in the beginning thinks, and that's the way we'll say it in the Mishnah, means that you have a dead person in front of you, literally. Right? Mutal Lefana, right? You have in the house. You're in the house, and the dead guy is in the house. Okay, the bar minon is in the house. I call him a dead guy. Gas. Okay, so the bar minon is in the house. So a person who has meso muta lefano is potter from Kriya Shema. He's potter from reading Kriya Shema and davening, putting on tefillin, and all other mitzvahs in the Torah. No se hamita, and we'll have to see why it mentioned these. If he's part of Mikola mitzvahs, so the tefillin and Kriya Shema are mitzvahs in the Torah. It should have said simply, part of Mikola mitzvahs, amuz b'tar, and these will be included. Why you have to mention these specifically? We'll see. No se hamita. Now the people who are involved, so that's meso mutu lefana. That's one getter. That you have a dead body in front of you. Right, we'll see. The Gemara says doesn't necessarily mean that, but mice a dead body in front of you has one halach. Then there's another halach. You're involved, right? It's not muta lefana, but you're involved in burying this person. No se amita. So people who are involved in burying this person are the no se amita. They're the people who carry the body to the levi. No se amita. The chilufehen. Used to have. We have the same thing. People took turns carrying the mita, so they switched. So the original people, and the people that switched them, and the people that switched them. Eshel ifnei hamita v'eshel achar hamita. Okay, this is the gears that Rashi has. There are those that have not yet carried. They're lifnei hamita. Right? The mita is going to be handed to them eventually. They haven't yet carried the mita. And then shalachar hamita. People have already carried. They're behind. Right? In other words, it gets handed up, and the people who already carried are behind, and the ones who are yet to carry are in front. That's how they carry the meat. So, eshel ifnei hamita tzorech bohem p'turin. This is the way Rashi learns. The ones that have not yet carried, right? So the mita has a need for them. They're going to service this nifter by carrying his mita. So they are what's called eshel achar hamita tzorech bohem chayov, or the people who have already carried, but they want a second turn. There's not a lot of people. So they keep switching off, and even people who already carried are going to carry. So anybody who's still going to carry, the mita is what's it called, pturin, their part. They shall achra mita, One second. Eshlof me a sorob ben pturim. The shlachra mita sorob ben chayov. But the people who are lachra mita, even if they're still going to carry later, since they carried once, they're chayov to rekliyishma. We'll explain why that is the case, but not right now. Elu ve'elu pturim in atzvila. Both of them, whether they're from the people who already carried and are going to carry again, who are chayav in kriyashma, or surely the people who haven't carried yet, who are going to carry, who are pater from kriyashma, both of them are pater from tefillah. And we'll see why in a little while. Kavru es hames, now the next stage. You already finished the burial. The chazru. Now the next halacha is that what's it called, that they omeg bishura. They stand in line, like we stand in two lines. It's mashma, they used to stand mamash around the avel, but we do also. The avel passes between. There are people on both sides, right? That's called a shura. And you need a minyan to make a shura. But not that each a shura is a minyan. It means in order to be able to make the halach of a shura, you need a minyan. So when you have 10 people, you split up, right, to be mesovev the avel, and that's called the shura. Not each side is called the shura. The whole thing is called Omid Bishura. Okay. So, what's it called? So the, now they have to do that mitzvah. So, Im Yecholim Lahaskov Aligmarat Shaliyav Yilashura Yaschila. If they haven't said Kriyashma yet, because they were busy carrying the mita. Now, if they have time to say Kriyashma before they get to the Shura is going to be outside the Beis HaKvaris. So there's going to be time by the time you get to the from the kever till the outside of the Beis HaKvaris, you could say Kriya Shema and finish it. Then they should do that. The im lav lo yaschilu. But if they're not going to have time to start and finish by the time they get to the shura, then they shouldn't start and not be able to finish, and or to delay the shura because they haven't finished yet. So ha'om b'mishura. Now the people in the shura itself, okay, ha'pnimiyin p'turin. The ones who are closest to the Ovel, they're on the inside. So they're mamish being osek in Nichum Avelim. So they're potter. V'hachitzonim chayovim. The chitzonim are the people who are standing around on the outside. Not everybody can have contact with the Ovel. A lot of people. So the people who are on the outside lines are not being osek in Nichum Avelim. The Ovel doesn't see them, hear of them at all. So they're chayiv to rekriyishma. Noshim, okay, this part is from the Mishnah from later on. We'll leave it for now. Okay, Rashi. Misha meso, potem alikros kriyishma. Lefishu torid b'machsheves kfuraso, v'havidum yidachosim, the potem mishum tirid to the mitzvah. Rashi says, this it has the same halacha as a chosim. Just like a chosim is torid in his mitzvah, so an avel is torid in his mitzvah. Right, it's his mind bothers him, right, because he's an avel. And it's a mitzvah, so it has both conditions, and therefore we learn it from the extra ribui, just like we have a two psukim, one for osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, right? That's what's it called, the v'lech b'chov aderech, and we also have a ribui for chosan, even though he's not mamish osik b'mitzvah, but he's torid b'mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, torid and mitzvah together, he's what's it called, he's patur from kriyishma. So that's how Rashi learns. The reason a person's meso mutl lefano is potter from kriyishma is the same halacha as a chosan. The chilufeyim shekein derech shemischalfin losis lefisha kol chafetzim liskos bo. Everybody wants a schus to carry this guy, right? Some people want the schus of the mitzvah. Some people want the schus of making sure the guy is buried. Right? Depends if you like him or not. Es shalifnei hamita she is asku bo shetagia hamita etzla. So the ones that have not yet carried, okay, and the mita is making its way up towards them, they're for sure potter. Ushalachra mita shenasu kvar, the ones after the mita who already carried once, shalifnei amita tzorah b'em turim, imtzrichim losei sop turim. The ones that are before the mita and they're going to carry, so they're torrid in a mitzvah, they're potter. Ushalachra mita afim tzorah b'em, but the ones who are already carried, they already carried once. Right? Even though they're going to carry again. Chayovim, Paul Shikvar Yotzi, they chobasim in a since they already were Yotze, so they're not torrid anymore. They're still going to do a mitzvah. But the tirda is not there. Tirda is, I didn't do the mitzvah yet, I want to have a chance. I already had a chance. So therefore the tirda goes away, they're not torudim anyway in the mitzvah. That's what we understand Rashi. Ve'elu p'turim in atzvila, The Lav D'Oraisa, Rashi says, why are they potter for any way from Tefillah? Because it's not Minat Torah. Kriya Shema is Minat Torah. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. V'Rabboseinu Pirshu, L'fi Sheyesh Lehem Od Shohos. And Rashi says, my Rebbeim said, another reason why Tefillah is potter, because it has more time. Right? Kriya Shema is a short time, so they're Chayiv Tari, because maybe the time will go away. But for Tefillah, you have another hour. So, what's it called? Wait. Li Nira Shein Zaloshim Ptur. Potter means, what's it called? They're potter. Right? You don't, here it would be that since they have more time, they don't have to do it. Then it would depend. If you have more time, you don't have more time. Depends when the Levi was. Right? So that would be only, you don't have to do it now because you have more time. That potter. That's Eino Chayiv or something, but not potter. So that's the Lashon potter is mashma. There's a reason why you're potter specifically, not why you don't have to do it because you have extra time. The Shura, Shayim Menachmis Ha'avil, the heck of Shura, Svivosav. Used to make a row around him, right? B'shuvah min ha-kever. When they came from the kever, I don't think Hashem mean dafka in a circle around him. Around him can mean on both sides too. But that is the shura. There aren't two shuros. There's one shura that happens to be around the oven. Okay. Okay, so let's just see a few things here. So when we finish the next omid, we'll have some bearings of what we're talking about over here. Okay, there's a big Tosus over here also that speaks about a lot of inyanim over here of Aninus, and we're going to include that also. Okay, first of all, why is an Onen potter from whatever he's potter from? Kriya Shema, let's say Kriya Shema at least. There's Yerushalmi that says that you're potter because of a pasuk. Kol Levantisker Yom Tzeisum Eretz Yisrael Kol Yemei Chayecha, and only when you're Osek Bechayim. Call you mechayecha, but not when you're osik in hamesim. When you're osik in hamesim, you're potter, and they learn that's a ptur in yitzias mitzrayim and all mitzvahs l'chor. Okay. And Yeshua asked, "What do you need a special pasuk for to tell me when you're osik with mesim, you're potter? We have a klal, osik with mitzvah, potter min hamitzvah. So why doesn't that go into the klal of osik with mitzvah, potter mitzvah? And the emesis, the Rabbeinu Yona Taka says, the ikar tam. Yerushalmi, this is just an asmachta. It's a nice extra added thing. But the ikar tam is osik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. The reason you're potter when you're an onen is because you're involved in the mitzvah. You're torrid in the mitzvah. Not even torrid. You're involved in the mitzvah of what's it called? Of kfuras hameis. And therefore you're potter osik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. Aye, the Yerushalmi says, this limud, it's only a what's it called? An asmachta b'alma. Okay? I was thinking a different idea. That is that Lamaisa, we said that why do you need a special pasuk by chosin? We explained before, right? Osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, and a chosin also has a special pasuk. So Rashi says because really a chosin is not osik the mitzvah, right? He's not involved in the mitzvah at the time, right? He's thinking about being involved in the mitzvah. So you need a pasuk to tell me that even if you're not involved in the mitzvah mamish, but you're just torrid in the mitzvah, right? So then you're also potter. Now, how torrid is a chosin? Pretty torrid, because like we said, he's afraid that if he won't be able to do the maisa or whatever, he may become a kushofcha or whatever. There's serious considerations. On the other hand, the avel, there's no serious considerations of tirda over here. There's just that he's concerned, right? He's torrid, okay? And even though the Gemara said before that an avel, right, is torrid, and if it would be a tirda shel mitzvah, then he'd also be potter, just as not tir d'shal mitzvah. He's torrid because his mind is occupied with his avelis. But that's an avel. An avel is different than an onen. An onen could be, what's it called, an onen is more, and an avel, therefore, is not potter. Stam, because only tir. And it could be also the tir of an avel is not as great as the tir of an onen. An onen, the ikar is in machshava. An avel is more the meisim. So the tir is mostly before the person's buried and he just died, you're really torrid. And it's the shame mitzvah, you have to bury him. So there's mitzvahs to be done, right? So therefore, it could be that you need a pasuk for an avel, an extra pasuk, the Yerushalmi says, and you don't have the same pasuk of a chosin, because maybe a chosin is more torrid, because there's more implications if the chosin doesn't do what's proper. Over here, there's less implications, so you need another pasuk. But it's all out tirda. It's not out osik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, because you're not osik b'mitzvah. You're just torrid b'mitzvah. For torrid b'mitzvah, you need a separate pasuk. So you have one by chosin. That's what's it called, v'lechtuch v'aderech, or v'shiftuch v'isecha. And you have another one over here from Yerushalmi by kol zman shata osik b'chayim. Okay. Now some learn that this, and therefore according to that, this is mamash a drasha gemura. This is a real drasha. And osik b'mitzvah, pater mitzvah wouldn't apply over here, because you're not osik. If you taka osik b'mitzvah, then you don't need it. But there's many times where you're not osik in burying the person yet, you're just torah. So for torah, you need a separate thing. Okay, now, the Yerushalmi itself also says there are other reasons. Okay, the Yerushalmi says, and these other reasons, if you learn that this is not a drasha gemura, so then these reasons are the ikkar reason behind it, and the drasha is only an asmachta, right, nice asmachta. If you learn that the drasha is the ikkar, these are extra reasons which qualify this drasha, which we'll see as we go on, what the qualifications are. One is kvodo shel meis. Since you're an onen, right, and we'll see an onen is a person who is one of the shiva krovim, somebody that died that you have to misabel for, then you become an onen, right? So, als kvodo shel meis, if you're going to be involved in mitzvahs or whatever, it looks like you don't care about the meis. So, therefore, als kvod hameis, you cease all other activities, even mitzvahs, in order to show that your paramount concern is the meis. Second reason is, shenirish ein lo mishi yisim aso. It looks like nobody's involved with this guy, right? Nobody's going to bury him. Everybody just forgot about him. Everybody's interested in doing other mitzvahs, right? And this guy never can't bury himself, so he's, what's it called? He's being neglected. So one, it's als kavod hameis, right? The other one is, it looks like nobody is being involved in burying him. So it's not a stam kavod hameis. Kavod hameis means, als kavod for the meis, I should show that I'm concerned with him. Here, it's more of a negative thing, right? If I don't get involved, people are going to think that nobody wants to bury him. So it's like zilzul hameis, not just kavod hameis. It's a negative thing. Okay. Okay, first of all, our girsa is that he's pater mikol hamitzvahs, an onen. So why is it mentioned kriya shema, tefillah, and tefillin? To tell me ravusa, that even those, these mitzvahs have kabbalas olmachus shamayim, right? Still, pater even from them. Not only are you part of mikol hamitzvahs, even these, which tefillin, tefillah, which have an inyan of kabbalas olam hashamayim, you're also part of from them. So that's why it mentions these specifically. The Rith has a different girsa. He only says these things, and he doesn't say mikol mitzvahs on muspa Torah. According to the Rith, an onen is not part of except for these things. Okay. Now lechara, why? So if you learn that it's not a drasha gemura, okay, and it's not osik b'mitzvah because you're not mamish being osik in the mitzvah, you're just an onen. Right? When you're being osik b'mitzvah, you're actually burying the guy in the other cloud. Osik b'mitzvah, pater mitzvah. But here, you're an onen. You're not involved right now in burying the guy. You're just torah. And like we said, there's a svara to say that it's not the same kind of tirda as a chasm. So it's not included in uvalech dechavadera. It's not the same kind of tirda. Menela, if you don't learn from that Yerushalmi that it's a drasha gemura, you have no drasha. So really, you're not pater. So pater mikol hamitzvahs, you're not. So then why taki you pater from kriya shema? It's not torah b'mitzvah that you're pater from mitzvahs. It's not osik b'mitzvah that you should be pater from mitzvahs. So you're not pater from mitzvahs. So why are you pater from these things specifically? So they say, because these things, since they're such short duration, right, will not be mafkia you from what's it called, from those, from the kvura. Other mitzvahs you may get involved in. These are just things to say, and they take a short duration of time. Therefore, you're chayav. Wearing tefillin, it's not going to hurt you to put on tefillin, right, and not bury the guy. But other mitzvahs, you start being involved in what's it called? In other mitzvahs, you're taka chayav. But these things, you're parted from. Because these things won't affect your what's it called? No, it's the opposite. These things you're parted from. No, 1 second. Other things aren't mafkia you from the, what's it called, from the thing. Just these things you put there because they need a lot of kavana, right? And therefore, what they need kavana yisera, right? You need kavana yisera in these things, and therefore kavana yisera you can't have. These things need extra kavana. Other mitzvahs don't need kavana yisera, and they're not mafkia you from the mitzvah. You're not osik b'mitzvah. You're not torah b'mitzvah. Mele yachayv in the mitzvah. Okay. Can you be machmer? Another shayla. Is an onen, he's potter, can he be machmer or not? So if the halacha is osik b'mitzvah, right, then Lechora, the Rosh says, if it's Osik the Mitzvah, that's the Ptur, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, and it has all the Gedarim of when you're Osik the Mitzvah, then a Vadi can't be Machmer. Then it's a Zilzul in the Mitzvah you're doing to do another Mitzvah. So surely you can't be Machmer. But if it's not because of Osik the Mitzvah, it's because of Tirdas HaMitzvah, right, then we have a Klal already, we have a Chosim. Chosim is allowed to be Machmer, if it wouldn't be Merzik Yehura. So Mele has the same Gedarim of as a Chosim. You could be Machmer. Right? And Rashi is Mashma, that you could be Machmer. Okay? And Rashi himself says the reason is because of Tirda. It's very nicely, Rashi Lishitoso. Rashi says the reason that you don't, an Onen is Potter is because of Tirda, just like a Chosin. It's like a Chosin, it could be Machmer. An Onen could be Machmer too. Tosus, on the other hand, brings down Yushalmi, and Yushalmi is also Lishitoso. Yushalmi says that you need, Yushalmi could be that it's out these other reasons, covered on Ace or whatever. And therefore, what's it called? They hold you can't be Machmer. Because your being Machmer is a zilzel to the mace. If the reason is covered on mace, you can't be Machmer. The Rashba says that even if you can't be Machmer when it comes to mitzvahs, okay, but Basar V'yayin is another thing in Oni is Osir. And Oni is Osir in mitzvahs. He's also Osir B'Basar V'yayin. He can't drink wine or eat meat. Okay, but that, the Rashba says, is only because we're afraid that if he drinks wine, eats meat, he's going to get so involved in the eating that he's going to forget to bury the dead. But here, if you're not osik in the kvura mamish, just because of tirda, there's no reason that you can't eat meat and drink wine. There you can eat meat and drink wine. Right? It's only when your mamish have to be osik in the kvura that we're afraid that eating meat and drinking wine will delay it or whatever. But when you're not involved in that right now, the guy's not going to be buried for a while or whatever. It's just a matter of you're an omei now, but you're not mamish osik in the kvura. Then the Rashba holds that you are allowed to eat meat and you drink wine. Okay, what about Shabbos and Yontif? When you're not torrid in the mitzvah burying the dead, you're not osik the mitzvah because you can't bury on Shabbos and Yontif. So there's a brisa that says there's no aninus on Shabbos. There's nothing you can do. So you're not an omei. It's not covered on mace. It doesn't look like you're neglecting the mace or that nobody's going to bury him because nobody has to bury him because he can't be buried on Shabbos. Okay. However, there's another brisa that says that an onain is potter from shofar. Lechora, shofar is always on yontif, right? So lechora it's mashma that on yontif there is aninus. Okay. So here we have a brisa that says Shabbos there is no aninus, and here we have a brisa that says yontif there is, and lechora can't be machalik in yontif and Shabbos because you don't bury somebody on yontif either. So the Rosh says that there is a difference between Shabbos and yontif. He says like this. He says what's a svara? There's a svara of why even on Shabbos you should be an onay. Because there are things you can do on Shabbos to facilitate burying this guy after Shabbos. You're allowed to be machshich al ha-tum. You're allowed to go to the end of the tum and wait till Shabbos is over, since it's a Ledvar mitzvah, and then you can get faster to go get the Aron or to get to the Levi or whatever it is. So there's things you can do on Shabbos to facilitate burying this person. And therefore, there are those who hold that there's aninus on Shabbos, because you could be machshich al ha-tum. Says the Rosh, on Yontif, there's two milas. One is you could do things to facilitate the burial after Yontif, and really sometimes you're allowed to bury somebody on Yontif through Goy. So the burial conceivably could take place on Yontif too, through a Goy. Okay, so Yontif has both milas, therefore Yontif, there is aninus. That's the Bryce of the Chofer. But Shabbos, there's nothing you can do. You can never bury somebody, even with Goyim on Shabbos. So it only has one reason. You could facilitate it. That's not enough. Okay? And therefore the Rosh holds, so if you, the Maisa, what's it called? And therefore he says, even if you hold not like that, Shabbos, the only time there's aninus, there is aninus, is in the time when you could be facilitating. That's mamash towards afternoon. In the morning you can't go and stand by the tchum to be ready. You don't need to. You just have to go in a time, right? So in the afternoon, then it could be that there's aninus on Shabbos too. Okay? In the time that you could be machshich al ha-tchum. The Rambam holds there's no aninus Shabbos in Yontif B'chlal, and Tosfos over here says that there is aninus only when you are machshich al ha-tchum. If you taka decided you need to facilitate being involved, and on Shabbos you're already starting to, what's it called, to get ready, then there is, what's it called, aninus. What happens when you're not, you can't be osik in the mace, right? For instance, you don't need it. You hand it over to the Chevra Kadisha. They're taking care of the arrangements. Yerushalmi says you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and you do mitzvahs because you're not osik anymore in the niftar. Not your responsibility. Or another case. the government is holding the body the moment you bury it. Now, they did Rabbeinu Gershom, right? That they held his body, okay, for a ransom. It's impossible to bury him. Okay, now the Ramban said that's on those both of those cases, pretty much when you shown him hold, there's no aninus. There's nothing you can do. There's no covered anase because you can't bury him. He's being held by the government. The Ramban says the same thing would be if the Oval's in prison. Nothing you can do. You're in prison. Right? Others say the Ritva, the Ra'or says no, it's only if the mace is in prison. But if the Oval's in prison, he still should show that, you know, his mind is on his nifter, and therefore he has aninus. Okay. Tosus, just a few of the things of the Tosus over here, and then we'll start. Tosus brings down Rabbeinu Nesanel, that what's it called, that if you plan to, on Shabbos or Yontif, to facilitate the burial by getting close to the Tum, then there is no Aninus on Shabbos, then what's it called, then there is Aninus on Shabbos, otherwise ain't Aninus for Shabbos. Cholamoy, Tosus says, there is Aninus, because the mice you can bury somebody on Cholamoy. Then it brings in the end of the Tosfos brings on a Maisa Rabbeinu Tam. His sister was Nifter in a different city, right? And since she had a husband to bury her, he held that he was chayiv in all the mitzvahs, and he was allowed to eat meat and drink wine because he wasn't torahed in her kvura, because there was somebody else to be involved. So the Rishonim say, if that's true, then nobody should ever be an onen except the children of the mace, because there's always other relatives. I was thinking, I didn't have a chance to look in a lot, but lechor is the difference between a husband and other Avelim. All Avelim are equally chayiv to bury a mace, except when there's a husband, he has a momentistic achiyuv to his wife to bury him. Right? Some husbands are makayim that on a daily basis, but there's only one time to bury a wife, after she's dead. In any case, so a husband has a chiyuv momon, outs the chiyuvim of marriage. It's one of the things the chacham were makayiv him to bury his wife. Other Avelim, everybody has an equal thing. If you're an Avel to somebody, you have an equal chiyuv, whether you're children or a brother or whatever, it's all equal. So since he had a husband, that was a different story. But that doesn't pater all the Avelim from Aninus, because there are other Avelim, only by a husband. That's what Rabbeinu Tam held. Lamaisa in Lavin, an Avel is an Onen is only pater from Mitzvah Saseh. He's chayiv in all the Lavin. You can't go murder people because he's an Onen, right? And he's therefore, by a suda, he would have to wash his hands because you're not allowed to eat without Netilas Yadayim, but he wouldn't make any brach on Netilas Yadayim, and he would make a brach on the motzi. So any mitzvah saseh is part of the problem. Mitzvah lo saseh, he's chayiv. Shaila, whether an onen says kaddish, could he leave the mace to go say kaddish in shul, right, when he's an onen? The prima godim and the derech chayim say yes, and that's the minig here in Eretz Yisrael. We say kaddish before the kvura, and the nekudas hakesef and avodas hagershumi say no, because what's it called? Kaddish. There's no Kaddish left of the Kfura, because it saves a person from Gehenna, and you can't get into Gehenna until you get buried, at least. So Lamaisa, there's no Indian Kaddish, and the Shavus Yaakov says, no, you might as well do something before the problem comes up to alleviate it, rather than waiting till the problem comes up and get the guy out of Gehenna. Okay.